Scientists recently found something in a Mongolian desert that shocked them. It was a prehistoric dinosaur skeleton. One researcher called it wild beyond imagination. Another called it freaking weird. Let's find out more now from Stephen Brusati. He's a paleontologist at the University of Edinburgh in Scotland. I mean, what is so freaking weird about this dinosaur?
Well, this has been one of the biggest mysteries about dinosaurs, really. It was 50 years ago that scientists in the Gobi Desert found this enormous set of arms, 2.5 meters, 8 feet or so long, but no head, no body. And now we have a head and a body, and it turns out that it is freaking weird. That's one of many hyperbolic statements made about this dinosaur, but it turns out to be 35 foot long or so, 6-ton dinosaur that walked on two legs, that had huge arms, that had a really long snout, kind of like a horse, but no teeth. It had a beak, and it had a big hump on its back, like a camel. So you can really let your imagination run wild trying to envision what this thing looked like when it was alive.
And a skull, I gather, that resembles something of a modern-day horse. So what did this thing eventually become? Do you have any guesses?
Well, this was one of the last surviving dinosaurs, actually. It lived about 70 million years ago or so. So that was a few million years before that asteroid hit and wiped out the dinosaurs. And as far as we know, it was a freak that lived at one time and in one part of the world. You know, this wasn't representative of a major group of dinosaurs that lived everywhere, but it was a local oddball. But it is a member of the wider group of dinosaurs called theropods, and those include things like T-Rex and Velociraptor. Most of those eat meat, but this guy doesn't seem to have been a meat eater.
Mm. And that hump that you described, what was the purpose of that, do you know?
You know, your guess is as good as mine. This is part of the whole freaking weird thing about this dinosaur. Maybe it was used for display, you know, to attract mates or to intimidate rivals. But the scientists that discovered the fossil think that it may have actually had something to do with helping to support the body weight of this animal. And that might not seem like it makes a lot of sense, but they draw an analogy to a bridge and about the towers kind of that hold up bridges and the cables that hold up bridges. And maybe this hump was kind of like one of those towers, and there were ligaments over it that were like those cables and helped this monstrous dinosaur hold up its 6 tons of body weight.
And I would guess, since it was, at least those arms were found in the desert, that the Mongolian desert was not a desert 70-something million years ago.
It wasn't. And this is a great example of, you know, how the Earth changes over time. Today, the Gobi Desert is one of the most inhospitable places on the planet. That's one of the reasons why it took so long for scientists to find the rest of this dinosaur, because it's not easy to just go out to the Gobi Desert and find stuff. But a lot of people have been trying recently, and they've been digging in these rocks that were formed about 70 million years ago when there was not a desert there. It was a pretty lush environment, a lot of rivers, a lot of lakes, a lot of vegetation, still pretty hot, but nothing like the arid wasteland that it is today.
Stephen, since this pair of arms was discovered 50 years ago, have you been one of the paleontologists who is kind of rendering sketches as to what it might have looked like?
I think every dinosaur paleontologists out there, not to mention pretty much every kid or every museum goer in the country, has thought about this dinosaur. And I remember learning about this in school when I was really young, and I had no interest in science when I was a young kid. But I remember learning about this mystery pair of arms found in this remote corner of the world, and all they found were these 8-foot-long arms. And so I remember my imagination running wild, trying to envision what the rest of this animal would look like. And, you know, scientists have done the same. There have been many ideas, but it turns out that nobody was correct. Nobody really could have predicted how bizarre this dinosaur looks. And it goes to show that we're still learning a lot about dinosaurs. There's still weird dinosaurs to find. The field is nowhere near being over. So God knows what scientists will find next.
So this is a Dinocerus. Give me the Latin name.
Dinocyrus.
Dinocyrus.
Latin name, yep.
Mirificus.
Yep.
So the 50-year-old macro mystery about it has been solved. Are there little mysteries about this dinosaur that you want solved?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a great day for paleontology today because we have solved one of the biggest mysteries in the field. But at the same time, it's a little bit sad because this was a dinosaur that we could all dream about. We could all speculate about what it would have been like. But this doesn't mean that just because this mystery is solved that there aren't other big mysteries out there. Mm. And there's still big mysteries about how did dinosaurs become so dominant? How did some dinosaurs get so big? But I think one big mystery now is now that we know what Deinocheirus looks like and we know that it was such a whackball, the mystery is how could an animal 35 feet long, 6 tons, live? And why don't we have 35-foot-long, 6-ton, omnivorous, garbage-disposal, horse-headed, hump-backed, huge-armed animals alive today?
Yeah, some great questions. Stephen Brusati, a paleontologist at the University of Edinburgh, Scotland, thank you for your time.
Cheers. Thank you.